Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Lou and John McTavish. How you guys doing? Don't ever speak up at once.
Doing good, man. You know, back from 5 days.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy American Thanksgiving. I just like to see American Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone says happy Canadian Thanksgiving. So, you know what? Happy American Thanksgiving.
Nobody says happy Canadian Thanksgiving in America.
No, but when they're talking to me, can't just say happy Thanksgiving. Oh. It's like a pejorative, right? Happy Canadian Thanksgiving. So, well, happy American Thanksgiving to you.
Okay. All right. So, speaking of American, we are talking about the Pestaña Wajtek, better known as the War Bear. Cigars of Perfecto, 5-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the Fabrica de Tabaco Nicasueño factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano and Mexican San Andres. Binder's from Indonesia. Filler is from the Nicaraguan Dominican Republic. It is blended by Mike Shepankevich. Price point is $12, and the cigar is released in July of 2019. So, all that way out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I like the profile. It's not something that's within my wheelhouse typically, but you know, it was very dark. Lots of black roasted coffee, cedar. Just a nice, sweet, creamy note of nuttiness. What's also interesting about this cigar is I got this really prominent flavor of like a really oily, like peppercorns going on. I rarely have that kind of a flavor or that mouthfeel in general. It was like this oily, numbing kind of a character to it too. And I thought that was super unique and I really dug it. So the only other thing to say is, you know, the real letdown, honestly, is the burn. It was needed a lot of help. You know, I had like two relights, two touch-ups. Burn got really hot within the last third, which ultimately within that, especially that last third, it affected the flavors of the cigar, which is never a good thing. But overall, I thought it was a solid offering.
How about you, John? What were your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I was impressed with the cigar as well. I have had the Pestañas in the past, and I found them to be quite strong, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, but the profile of this was probably more medium, slightly medium plus, and I found that there was a ton of nuance within that, like cinnamon and nutmeg and cocoa and chocolate and cedar and some sour citrus, and I don't know that those are flavors I've ever had out of one of their blends before. So I was really enjoying the experience. And what was nice is that a lot of that complexity carried into the second third for me. I mean, there's still some citrus and cedar in the last third, so it was quite pleasant. I didn't rate the last third as good, but I still enjoyed the profile all the way through. You know, this is something that surprised me in a very good way, and I would happily smoke this again. Like June, I had some issues. The draw was a little bit resistant, and by a little bit, I mean it was two notches, so you know, it was fighting me a little bit. And then I did have some burn issues. I think I had two, three touch-ups, and then two relights, I think, or one relight. So, you know, that was a bit of a drag, but I didn't really feel that impacted the flavor performance. I thought the flavor performance was still quite good. What about you, Aaron?
Damn, John, you score burn very differently than I do.
Hannah.
That's what I talked to him about.
We can talk about it. I don't mind.
So, yeah, for me, for me, the cigar started with the dark wood and light black pepper and a little bit of mustiness kind of joined in. Then the wood became more defined as oak and gained a little bit of char to it. Some slightly dry earth joined in, and that's kind of the profile that the cigar maintained through the rest of the smoking experience. Draw for me was a bit snug. Burn was pretty good, just a little bit of waviness. Strength was right around medium the whole way. I thought the cigar had really good, simple flavor profile. You know, not a lot of transitions, but it was the flavor profile that it was presenting was good. It's, you know, I think it's kind of nice when a cigar can kind of like pick a profile and kind of sticks to it, but does it well instead of like being all over the place and you never know what's happening and just you're getting complexity just for the sake of complexity, but it's not a good thing. So I thought that was nice. I think the price point's, you know, a bit high for a cigar of this size, but I mean, you got a barber pole, you got a perfecto, you got, you know, these intricacies that kind of probably add a little bit to the price there, but you know, provided a fairly long smoking time for me, so I think it kind of gains a little bit of value there. But I'd be up for smoking more of these, and I'd have no problem recommending others to try it out.
What kind of smoking time do you get, just out of curiosity?
I don't track them, but I do remember that, like, when I was writing this piece, like, I'm like, all right, what, you know, where I'm at. But I'd say I probably got like 2 hours and 15 minutes out of it.
Oh, so, wow.
You know,
dang.
It's,
yeah. I got like $1.36, which I thought was decent, but yeah. I was kind of expecting maybe a little bit more.
I think the snug draw probably helped that maybe a little bit. So if I didn't have a snug draw, maybe it would be a little faster. So that might add to it. But yeah, I mean, for a Robusto, I'm right around 2 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a cigar like this where it's, you know, tapered and things like that, it's, you're going to get usually a shorter smoking time, but it was okay. So getting the scores, I was a high score at 6.42. John was next at 6.32. And then June is at 6.05. So I'll go first. I think my score matches up well with this. It was a, you know, good flavor profile. Final thread I rated as average. Construction was good on the burn. That draw was just a little snug for me. I mean, it was tight. I gave it a second cut. It loosened up, but then in that final third, it kind of tightened back up. So if we had a little bit better construction, probably look into kind of like, you know, the upper sixes. So that would be a good score. But I thought it was a good scar. No, it's definitely something I would smoke again. How about you, John? 6.32.
I kind of agree with everything you say. I think if the construction had been better and the burn had been better, this would have been scoring in the high sixes. The flavor profile was great. Like I said, you know, I kind of anticipated a typical Pastani where it was going to be kind of dark and aggressive, and this was more nuanced and delicate. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was really nice, and I would absolutely smoke it again.
How about you, June? 6.05.
Yeah, it's a respectable score. You know, kind of like what you guys are saying. For me, the burn was so terrible that, you know, especially when it starts affecting one or the thirds of the cigar, then that is a big deal in my opinion. So, but if, you know, if you were to kind of negate that aspect of it, I think I would have been easily up to like what you guys are scoring it. So,
yep. All right. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
Just reiterate the, you know, I don't think the craft of making a Perfecto plus a Barber Pole Perfecto kind of gets tagged enough. That's pretty cool. And I think the nice thing about the Barber Pole is it wasn't obnoxious, you know, it wasn't like,
right. It was a kind of subdued, contrast there. Not like a Candela and a Connecticut or something like that. So.
Right. Yeah. It was a classy Barber Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a Chad Barber Pole.
Just thinking that, I'm sure I just like put down one.
Just offended a whole bunch of skips.
Sure. Want to skip cigars.
All complaints can be sent to Aaron at developing.
Shout out to Black Label. Shout out to Fair Warning. Shout out to Espinosa.
No, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just
shots fired.
Some are much more, you know,
they're just bold. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you said, it's like oftentimes mostly when I see a barber pole, it's Candela on Connecticut broadleaf. Like it's just day and night, and it's like day glow, you
know, Connecticut shade Candela on a Mexican San Andres,
right? Like
that, where it's like,
yeah,
you know,
this is nice,
pale, it's yellow, classy, and dark, and almost black.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's a nice looking cigar.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.